Here is this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. In Pine Bluff, one person is dead and one is injured after a shooting. Detectives are searching for 24-year-old Donovan Daniel Cuthbertson of Gould, Arkansas. He's wanted for capital murder and battery in the first degree. 33-year-old Rachel Crouch died from her injuries, and 30-year-old Hussein Ahmed is in critical condition. A homicide occurred Saturday near the intersection of Belmore and South Wisconsin, close to East Harding Avenue. The Little Rock Nine gathered Monday to reflect on the 66th anniversary of their entering Central High School. The group's first effort was on September 3rd of that year about the Arkansas National Guard, ordered by Democratic Governor Orval Favas, turned them away. Rock and roll legend Stevie Nicks is coming to North Little Rock. The show will be held at Simmons Bank Arena March 6th of next year. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Aaron Thomas.
Breaking news, Arkansas. This is Colonel Conrad Reynolds, a national security expert, CEO of AVII, and host of The Kernel of Truth. The Searcy County JPs have voted to secure their elections by moving to hand-marked paper ballots. Your county could do this, too. Call your JP today and demand secure elections with paper ballots. Go to AVII.org.
Hey there, Arkansas. I'm Carrie Lake from Arizona, and I'm joining your mission to take back America county by county to restore faith in our elections. Process. Arkansas plays a vital role in this mission led by Colonel Conrad Reynolds and the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative. By demanding hand-marked paper ballots, we will ensure the integrity of our elections and rid ourselves of non-transparent voting computers. Call your Justice of the Peace and insist on hand-marked paper ballots for your county. To become part of the movement and learn more, go to AVII.org. Together, we will take back America, county by county.
Paid for by the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative.